They called the world calls this Super Sunday, and then realized that it's Super Sunday all the time for us, because we have a super Savior. Amen. Left his kingdom, his throne, to come to the sin cursed world for you and for me, 2,000 years ago. Amen. Be born in a stable, a dirty, smelly, stinky stable of animals, because they had no room for him in the end. I'm glad Jesus didn't change his mind. Amen? And I'm glad that he was born. I mean, to me, that was a Christmas. Christmas wasn't December 25th, but it was Christmas that day when Christ was born. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, thank you, Father, for to be in the house of God. We got a reason to come out when the world's just watching, Lord God, a vain game that is meaningless, Lord. I mean, Lord, I like sports. It's entertaining. But we got something to come out more important, much greater, oh, Lord. And thank you, Father, because I was a sports fanatic. I went crazy for sport. I used to go out in Charlotte, Comanche, Indiana, the ball games, and my team would lose. But, Jesus, you never fail. You never lose. You never let me down. You never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord God, for redeeming us from the curse of sin. Lord God, not giving us what we deserve. Thank you for suffering, Lord, and bleeding. And when they mocked you to come down, you didn't come down. You stayed on the cross. Amen. You didn't call the 12 legions to destroy the ones that are free. But he died alone for you and me. Thank you, Lord God, for your great mercy and grace. Thank you for this great thing. We're heaven bound, Lord. We hell shunned because of your blood. Lord, is there lost or whatever in here? I pray you get a hold of them, convict them, save them. Oh, God, don't let them leave this building without getting saved. And discouraged, Lord, I pray you revive. Oh, Lord, I've been blessed. I've been blessed here. The word of God. Thank you, Lord. I needed this. Thank you, Pastor Dennis Gilbert, putting on his heart to call me here. Lord, I needed this. God, this is a blessed church. Thank God for this church. And Spirit of the Lord, well, the Spirit of the Lord is this liberty. It's liberty in this church. You people love you, God. Thank you for this church. Bless this church. Supply me. Blessed to continue, God. Bring honor and glory to your name, Father. And Lord, have your way with me now, Lord. Help me speak the words you want said and done here tonight. Wash me. Cleanse me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Take control. Lord, I'm just a sinner saved by your grace, Lord. And Lord, if something's going to be done right here, you got to do it. Help us, Lord. All honor, glory, power, place. If anything is done right, Lord, it's all you. All glory to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. 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 They told Kennedy about 50, 60 years ago, we cannot defeat America. The communists said, we cannot defeat America. You're a world power. You have the best technology. You have the world's best military. You have the best industrial nation. Money-making economy. We can't beat America. America's great. God blessed America. But we're going to infiltrate America. And we're going to take God out of America. So God cannot bless America. People, we're here. They're bringing in refugees. And they're saying, Obama says, I think, bringing 10,000. I heard it's going to be up to 100,000. And they're going to be bringing them into this country. And they're saying at least 15% of them are ISIS sympathizers. They want to kill us. Now, let me explain to you about Muslims. They've been lied to since a child. Since a little child. They've been told, if you kill the infidel, anybody who believes in Islam, or in the Quran, and Muhammad the prophet of Allah, that if you kill an infidel, and you die doing it, you go to paradise and get 70 virgins. And they believe that. You know the last guy that did the killing over there in California? You saw the wife he had? Man, if I was married to a woman, I said, man, let me kill myself doing something and get up and see these 70 virgins, because that woman was ugly. Good night. I can understand why he did what he did. My soul! That woman was ugly! And I believe they set it up that way. So we'll make him marry an ugly woman, and he'll carry out the mission. And he did. Turn to the book of Jonah, chapter 3. Amen. And so they're coming in here by the droves. They've been lied to all their life. If I go to Iraq, me, Brother Gilbert, and as bold as me and Brother Gilbert and Brother Londo are, we go to Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, or Iran, or Egypt to preach the gospel to these Muslims, we won't last 1 minute. They'll cut our heads off without blinking an eye. The Lord says, man, you know Jesus died for them too? And he says, you know what? I'm going to count on the body of Christ to get stirred up, to get read up, to get prayed up, to get filled up with the Holy Spirit, to cry out to me that I'll send a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit when these people come in here, that I will save them and send a mighty revival in America that will turn the world upside right for him one more time. Listen, I know what they're saying. This land's changed. Latency in church age. They just legalized same-sex marriage. I mean, since TB came out, there hasn't been a revival in America. And today is the day of the year that they buy the most large-screen TVs because to watch this ball game. So we're going TV crazy. You know, we got laptops, we got smartphones, people are texting, Facebook. Instead of getting their face in the book here, this book. Amen. So we got all these things to distract us. Satan's opening up his fire. He's gutting us down. He's coming everything he's got. 1941, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. They bombed and destroyed and sank every ship in the harbor. Over 2,000 Navy men killed. Just like that. It was Sunday morning. They should have been in church. They would have been still alive. Amen? It's good to be in church when it's time to be in church. Amen? So, the Japanese commander that led the bombing of Pearl Harbor reported back to his aircraft carrier, reported to the admiral, "Sir! Mission accomplished, sir! We bombed every United States Navy ship and sank them in Pearl Harbor. Mission accomplished." "Very good, commander. Anything else to add?" "Yes, sir." "There wasn't one United States aircraft carrier there. They're still out there." "Sir, I believe we woke up a sleeping giant." Brethren, there is a sleeping giant in America. It's called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Amen. There was a young lady leaving college one night. She was told never not to cross the courtyard because there had been several rapes. And she looked at her watch. She was working on the paper. She had to get it done by the morning. And she was running late, and she had to catch the last shuttle bus out of the campus. He said, "Good night. The only way I can catch the shuttle is to cross to that courtyard." She went to that courtyard, despite the rules, trying to catch that last bus shuttle. As she's walking to the courtyard, there was a biker right by the tree. And just before she saw him, actually, she bowed. Somebody said she was a Christian, young Christian lady, teenage freshman. She said, "Lord, help me catch that shuttle, and Lord, keep me safe." And she walked to the she saw the biker. She already prayed. But nothing happened. She cashed the shuttle. She made it home. About 7 o'clock in the morning, she got a phone call at her room. And it was the dean of the college. "Were you at the college last night? Did you cash the last shuttle bus?" "Yes, I did. We need you to come down to the college right now." She came down there and she said, "What's wrong?" The police were there and says, "Well, after you left the college, you caught the last shuttle." "Yes." "Well, we want you to identify somebody. He raped a young lady trying to catch the shuttle too after you left. Can you identify for him?" She said, "Sure." And she looked. It was the same guy she saw. She said, "Yeah, that's the man. Can I ask him one question?" The detective says, "Sure, we don't know why, but go ahead." So she walked up to this big guy, big biker. She says, "Sir, remember me?" "Yeah, I remember you. Why didn't you come after me? Why did you go after the other girl and not me?" He starts laughing. "You're right! With that big guy in white and that sword, you're crazy." Power of prayer. We have a shortage of power of prayer. God wants us to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the holy fire. Oh God, do it again. One more time. Listen, you can aim at a skunk and hit him and make a big stinking mess. But you aim the stars, you never know. God wants you to aim high, man. "Cause me and I will show you great and mighty things you don't know of." Our God, amen, he's a holy God. He's a God that hates sin. He created hell for the devil's angels. It wasn't created for us. He delighted in mercy. He's not pleased with the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his wicked ways. Amen. Darling Rose, missionary to Philippines, got apprehended. Her husband got apprehended by Japanese and was taken away. All the men were taken away in this village. And the tribe, native tribe, went to surround. They were just going around raiding all the villages because the Japanese took all the men. And they surrounded the house that she was with the young ladies that went there. And she said, "Pray! Let's pray! Everybody get on knees, pray!" They started praying in the Holy Spirit. They started praying, "Oh, Lord Jesus, please help us, Almighty Savior, Almighty Redeemer. Thank you for dying on the cross. We need you, Lord. We pray the blood. We pray your Holy Spirit. We pray your holy angels. Oh, God, don't let the devil win here. Oh, God, help us. Deliver us from all evil temptation." And they made it through the night. The next day, the Japanese came and took them prisoners. And she saw the chief that was in charge of that tribe that was trying to get into the house. And she said, "Remember me?" "Yeah. You surrounded our house the other night. Why didn't you come in? Why didn't you come in to get us? They were raping women all over the place, ravaging, killing, and raping. Why didn't you come after us?" "We tried. But all those men in white surrounding your house with the swords wouldn't let us in." It was a Marine tank unit. In Iraq Freedom Battle, the Marine that was on that tank unit went to the church I was attending at the time in New York, in First Bible Baptist Church in Staten Island. He wrote a letter back to us. He said, "We were on patrol. We were in the middle of the desert there in Iraq. All of a sudden, hundreds, thousands of Iraqi soldiers came up to us, throwing their guns at us. 'We surrender, America. Don't let those men with white swords hurt us. Please, surrender. We surrender.'" They could have overwhelmed them, surrounded them, and killed that tank unit. They were completely surrounded by like 1,000 to 5. They surrendered, terrified. "Don't let those men in white and swords hurt us." We were praying for this young man, Marine. He said, "I read about this." He told his tank unit, "I read about this in the Bible. My preacher told me, those are angels putting the fear of God." That church prayed, and that Marine made it back from Iraq alive, and captured all those Iraqi soldiers. Those are Muslims now. And so we read here in the book of Jonah, chapter 3. Pretty much is my testimony. Chapter 3, verse 1. "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, 'Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.'" This is me. I'm on my second time on Lion of Judah Baptist Church. Brother Gilbert, Brother Rolando, me, we're out there preaching. My second shot at this, trying to do. God's gave me a vision, amen, that he can do it again. But the greatest revival in the Bible was by a backslidden street preacher that didn't want revival. He wanted judgment. He wanted Nineveh to be destroyed. Verse 3, "So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, 'Ye 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown.' So the people never believed God, and proclaimed the fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, crying mightily unto God, even yea, let them all turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from the evil way. And God repented of the evil that he said that he would not do unto them. He did it not. Brethren, we have an opportunity here to see God do something great and mighty. The marriage feast of Cana, Jesus Christ turned the water into wine, and they tasted it. You know what they said? Man, people, when they have a feast, they put the best wine first. You save the best for last. Wine is a type of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit comes down from heaven. The Bible said praying in the Holy Ghost. We pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, do it again. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, send a revival. Oh, God, don't let the devil win. We need you, Lord. Do it again. We pray. We fast. We get read up, prayed up. You never know what God would do to refugees. We know the devil's behind this whole plot here. Amen? He's willing and dealing. He wants to see America deserve, but God specializes in the impossible. Amen. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen? Me and Brother Gilbert, we're preaching one day in Bay Ridge. Bay Ridge is going Muslim big time. And you see why the Muslims grow? You know why they grow so fast? And they're taking over New York City. They're all over the place there. And we're preaching away. And they average 8 per family. You know, or at least eight, or more, like he's saying. 8, that's why they're growing. They're not the fastest religion because they're convention. They're just big families. 8, you know what the American family is? What we're averaging? 1.2. They say by 2020, America will be majority Islam, except for one thing. You know what's keeping America from becoming majority Islam by 2020? The Spanish people coming into this country. It's keeping that from happening. So thank God for the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans and the Mexicans. Amen. You see our Spanish people. Amen! But, brethren, we are at a crossroad here. The pressure is on. The devil has all his guns at us. But we have a mighty Savior. Amen? And God, I believe, God's given me this vision, and pray for me that I will maintain this vision, stay focused. I need your prayers. I believe one reason I came here, for you to stir me up. This church has a wonderful Holy Spirit, great spirit. Iron, sharpened. I've been stirred up. I've been fired up. I took like a 20-minute nap and got right up. And I said, let's go. Let's read and pray. Man, God got me stirred up. He said, I want you to get on point now. This is it. We're going into the valley of death, into the valley of, amen, the valley of shadow of death. We're going back to Dracula's castle, and you're going in there, stirred up, fired up. This is it, boy. I want you to give me everything you got, and I need your prayers. Amen. We need air support. Navy SEALs go into deep enemy territory, surrounded by the enemy, overwhelmed. Why? Do they do stuff like that? They got a SATCOM radio. They can call in aircraft carriers to bring in fire missions. They can bring in fast track Marine Force, Army, Special Forces in there with the SATCOM. They can call in all this support. All this, the aircraft carriers send in rockets. Submarines can send in rockets and bombs. They can bring in smart bombs. They have all this air support. It's a type of prayer. These SATCOMs, they carry them. They have instant communication. We have instant communication with the King of Kings. Michael, the warring angel, he's always looking for fight. Oh, Lord, I hate the devil. Oh, Lord, let me take his block off. Not yet, Mike. Not yet. You know, he's always disputing with the devil. Oh, God, let me finish him. Not yet. Lord, they're coming in there to destroy America. Oh, God, let me send a legion in down there. Nope. They don't pray. You don't fight. There's a lot of unemployed angels. They want to fight. They want to stump the devil. They want to bring revival. But we're not praying like we should. You know, God has convicted me. I was telling Pastor Dennis Gilbert to get up early in the morning to pray. And I got an unexpected bill that now I have to pay. And I've been telling God, oh, I'm going to get up 5. Yeah, I'm going to get up 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I'm going to pray. I'm gonna start. And I couldn't do it. I've been staying up late, eating late, watching TV. And Lord said, nope. No, no, no. And so I got this bill, and I got to pay it soon. And Lord says, you need another job to pay this. You don't have enough money. So I'm driving a school bus in the morning. I have to drive it this morning. I have to report for duty at 6 o'clock. Before I go into drive the school bus, Lord said, you're going to pray and read your Bible. And then I'm going to help you drive that school bus. And they gave me different routes every day, and I'm bad with directions. They go, is it very easy? You guys pick up these kids and get them to that school. I never heard of this school. I don't know this neighborhood. What else? I don't know how to do this. Give me one route. And they said, nope, we're not going to give it to you. You're a spare driver. You're part-time, and you're going to get that. Oh, God! You better read and pray. We're not going to help you, man. So far, I've been able to pick up every kid and take them to school just in time. God's been helping me, you know. And so, because I've been getting up in the morning to read and to pray. I am, like I said, I'm not a good driver, not a good address, and God's been on my hand, on me to help me. So, brethren, we have a mighty God that can do it again. He wants to do it again. He's hungering for us to, come on, turn it up. He's out there, relax, come on. Believe in me that I can do it again. We got to believe. Jesus Christ couldn't do certain things in certain cities because of their unbelief. You know? And God wants to save these Muslims. I witnessed to a whole bunch of them at my college. And I gave them the gospel. I gave them my testimony. They asked me the houses they lived in. They said, Eugene, won't you come to our house? Why? And pray. Why do you want me to pray? I mean, I thought Muhammad's your prophet and Allah's your God. And you guys... They pray 5 times a day. 5 times. Whew. How many times do we pray a day? And so I pray, and I ask them, oh, Lord, bless the house, bless them with their studies. God, take care of them, protect them, supply them with all their needs. They said, we feel good when you pray, Eugene. They know I have something good that my God blesses. And I'm praying. I got all their names. I'm praying for them to get saved. One of them just graduated and got a PhD in physics. And I gave him a big Bible study. Me and Brother Gill and all of us, we gave him a big Bible study and said, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's God in the flesh. And I showed him all the scriptures. I said, what do you have to say about that? That's interesting. I have to research. I want you to research that. You're a professional educational student. You just researched paper. You got the Holy Bible. You've been blessed over here in America. You came here, got your education. You came to America. You didn't go into Iraq University. You came to America and got this education. And I want you to research this. So I gave them all the list of scripture. I'm going to pray for you that you do it. And that God will make it real to you. And that you'll turn Pakistan upside down for Jesus. So we sent him back then. We're praying for him to get saved. And so anyway, to make a long story short, I'm going to end it with this last illustration, and because we got to get back. So we were preaching on that corner in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and Muslims everywhere. They had taken over Bay Ridge. Everybody told me there used to be an Irish, Italian neighborhood, and the Muslims are everywhere. Right there in the corner, there's a food stand, and they're cooking that chicken curry, yeah, and challah, whatever. And they think they own the place. And they're like, they give me a dirty look. The kids are giving me a dirty look. Get out of here, man. I ain't getting out of here. This is America. You get out of here. And so as we're preaching, this one guy's cursing us out. The guy in the food stand. He's just blasphemy, just profaning. And I had just about, you know, I'm a very patient guy. I'm very gracious. And I try to turn the next cheek, but I just, Lord, I just can't take it anymore. Listen, buddy. Muhammad is dead and buried. Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive. He gets on his cell phone. Jihad, chubby Puerto Rican, now jihad. He calls his friends. They come and surround us. Gilbert goes, well, looks like we're going to see Jesus tonight. And so they surround us, and man, they are angry. And I said, oh, I'm so glad you came out. I'm so glad you're here. I'm happy you're out here today. What? I got something to tell you, man. I got the greatest love story ever told. God came down here 2,000 years ago, born in a manger. His name is Jesus Christ. And he went to the cross for you, for me. And now listen, bled and died and took death. Bang, knocked his block off. Took the devil. Bang, knocked his block off. And took Abraham, Moses, Noah up to heaven like Superman. And he wants to be your savior. Amen. He wants to save you and take you to heaven like Superman. Yes. He loves you. Amen. They were like, we never heard this before. They started scratching. We got to think about this. And they just walking away. Gave him the gospel of love. Amen. God didn't. Listen, I don't know karate. I don't know kung fu. I was in the Navy. I was a corpsman. You know, I got so frustrated when I was in the Navy hospital. Everybody's complaining to me that it was chaplain that started. And I was so frustrated. Lord, everybody's complaining about me. You know, the only guys who respect me are the combat guys. I had Navy SEALs in my church. So I'll be a Navy SEAL. And they'll listen to me even better out there. I'll be out there with Marines. Marines listen to the gospel. They never complain about it. And so I went to see the recruiter for the Navy SEALs. I said, yeah, I want to join the Navy SEALs. You're 27 years old right now. Are you sure you want to do this? You're a corpsman. Boy, I know Navy SEALs need corpsmen. Yeah. Think about this for 24 hours and come back and see me again. I prayed about it. And the Lord said, Eugene, I don't want you to kill souls. I want you to win souls to me. Navy SEALs go out. They're the government's assassins. They have to go out and take out souls. I don't want you to kill. I want you to win souls for me. He said, but I want you to be a Navy SEAL for the government of heaven to do things like a Navy SEAL would for the glory of God, armed, amen, with the sword, the most powerful weapon in the world. You authorized 1611, the only book in the United States Library of Congress without a copyright. 19 countries that were communists banned this book. They all had nuclear weapons. They feared this book more than a nuclear weapon. This is a sword of power. Amen. This will crush the devil. When the devil came to Jesus, he quoted three verses, book of Deuteronomy, and knocked this block off. Get out of here. Amen. Word of God's quick and powerful. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. You read this book, I'll bring it to your knees. Amen. George Mueller prayed in millions of dollars and raised orphan men and young ladies, and little girls and guys, became men and preachers, evangelists, and missionaries to preach the gospel around the world. That's why we have mighty revivals. But nobody talks about that he prayed in all his millions. He read his Bible over 200 times. That fueled his prayers. He claimed the promise. It stirred him up. This, you need lightning and thunder. We got it. The Muslims are praying five times a day. The Quran is not holy. The Quran doesn't even attempt prophecy. This book, 100% prophecy. One man fulfilled 48 of them. One time center 48 power. What are we waiting for? Let's get, addicted to the word of God. Amen. Let's get into the throne of grace and pray in the Holy Father. Oh God, do it again. Knock the devil's block off. Break his nose. Break his teeth. Send out Michael Moses. And do it again, Lord. We got a thirst and hunger for righteousness. Amen. God's looking for prayer warriors that want to see him do it again. Lord, thank you, Father, for this church, for this pastor,
for stirring me up here. Oh, God, help us go back and do your will. Oh, God, go all the way. Love you with all heart, soul, might, mind. Love our neighbors ourselves. Oh, God, we can't do this without you. Help us, Lord. Help us. And you get all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.